I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. I need a sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Welcome to Thinking with Synergy Outside the Pod, the podcast of this week's John Richardson Show. That podcast title devised by Susie Ruffle.
Oh, hi. It's me.
Oh, hi. Oh, that was like you'd walked into an American sitcom.
Oh, hi. Like, have you seen that clip where Aisley Harriet says, well, hello, Jill. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, I would say 15% of people listening will, and they'll really enjoy it. And the rest of you, hello and I'm sorry.
Oh, I look forward to joining that 15% the minute we're finished, because don't think I won't be Googling that. There's a quiz on today's show. As a bonus, can you tell me what names Ainsley Harriet refers to salt and pepper by? Because I tell you, the 15% do.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Percy Pepper.
You're very close, yes.
And...
I'll give you a clue.
Sally Salt.
You should know it. You should know it.
Susie Salt.
Susie Salt and Percy Pepper. Grab a little bit of Susie Salt and Percy Pepper.
Oh, my gosh.
That is Ainsley Harriet. Yeah. I don't know what year he would have been doing that. I'd love to find out. That's why you were called Susie. Parents were in a restaurant in Portsmouth. Ainsley Harriet was chefing. It was before he was on telly. They heard that cry come from the kitchen. And then your mum was born.
Susie Quattro.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
But, real music does matter.
Well, my auntie's also called Susan, but my mum wanted the spelling like Susie Quattro because she thought she was cool.
Similarly with me and John Bon Jovi. That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, my God.
It's a wonderful rumour to spread, isn't it?
I would love that so much.
My full real name, John Richardson's a showbiz name, my full real name is John Bonrico. But
people
felt
thought
that wasn't showbiz enough.
Yeah, people thought it was too much. Too much
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, it's showy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I just reined it back in.
Do you have a new name?
I do, yes. It's Joel. Yeah.
John Joel.
Wow, that's hit you like that's hit you harder than the revelation that I played Darius Donovan earlier. That my
John,
name is
John Joel.
Joel. John Joel. And as a child, I was known as John Joe, like the jockey John Joe O'Neill.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they used
May
to call
I
me John
start
Joe.
Calling you John Joe?
Yeah, do you know, I did a few years back think I shouldn't, because I got rid of it, you know, whatever that age is at six where you suddenly feel like you're grown up and you start carrying a briefcase around. I knocked John Joe on the head. I was like, I'm sick of this. I just want to be John, actually. Do my tie up. I got to be in the office anyway, so.
God, your voice was deeper then. That's weird.
I was more of a man than I've ever been. I was a proper lad.
Wow,
you
had a briefcase.
Sticker collecting lad. We did have a briefcase and we had a den that we built on a cycle track which had ensuite facilities. By which I mean it was on a slope and we buried a pipe that we weed into at the top and it came out on the cycle track. Anyway, that was the actions of John Joe, not John. I was a different person then, and I don't support that sort of thing now. Although I probably do, actually. If you're engineering soil it into your den as a kid, that's high-level play. You ever have a den?
No, not really. Would love to have had a den, but...
I'll take you to mine. Still be there.
Wicked.
Oh, sound. Enjoy the podcast. Am I all right?
I think it was better than this, just so everyone knows.
The podcast had a real energy. This is post-show energy.
Yeah.
This is very much we expected to be in the pod by now. Mm-hmm. I'm dithering. I'm talking absolute rubbish. Enjoy the podcast. See you after it. Bye. Hello there, it's Saturday. You're listening to Absolute Radio. I'm John Richardson and I'm joined by the wonderful Susie Ruffle.
Hello, hello, hello.
Roughly. I cannot go any further without answering the question that has been on the nation's lips for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Are you wearing the trainers that your wife described as vile?
I am not wearing the trainers that my wife described as vile. I am wearing just some different blue ones. But I have continued to wear the trainers that my wife describes as vile because I like them.
Yeah, it's not that you respect her opinions. It's just that you've gone a different way today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the wording I've put on it. You might not choose to word it that way.
Wow, you found it's early. Like, we're just
Oh, we're in the first minute. Yeah, first minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I look forward to saying something unpleasant about you and Laura in the next link. All right? So you can just hold fire. That's one loose end already tidied up. We always start, as you'll know, with the unfinished business from last week's show. If you couldn't be here last Saturday, here's what you missed.
Feathers being ruffled, she's ruffling them all up, she's rubbing the cat the wrong way.
That's Lindsay Santoro's theme tune for, not that she didn't like Ruffly, but she was offered the opportunity to provide, I think she called it like a backing track.
I felt like the stroking the cat the wrong way was a weird add-on, but then, you know, I've seen Lindsay on stage, she's very funny, but, you know, unusual. Sometimes
I think the idea is that when you ruffle the feathers, and of course that feature will be making its return later as Susan
ruffling
says something to wind people up, that's the sort of feeling you want in the nation is, ooh, that's not right.
Ooh, okay.
That sounded nice. That ooh. Sounded like that's the noise you make when a chair is softer than you expect it to be. Ooh.
God, you're this so old, but so young.
I'll take the but so young.
I mean, not so young, but...
Yeah, no, you can't roll back now. It's clipped up and ready for next week's show. Hey, Angela, did you hear when Susie said I was so young? Something to think about. I was told off last week as well.
Quite right.
By Lindsay Santoro for having introduced her to a game that my child plays, which ended up costing her £70. I don't know if your daughter does this, but she's learnt basically to get to the point where you have to pay and then flash Lindsay's phone at her face.
No!
Yeah. It cost her £70, and she was also angry that within the game, her child worked out that you can flush a cat down the toilet. Not a real cat, obviously, and we don't. I think at Absolute Radio and beyond, I'm going to say across the Bauer network, we would ask you not to do that.
Yeah, real cats matter.
Real cats matter, but, you know, Maggie has been in touch in the week to suggest that maybe digital cats do not.
Hi, John. I heard Lindsay mention how her child flashed a pixelated cat down the toilet on last week's show, the game you introduced to her. I just wanted to share that this is not uncommon for children, or at least not in my experience. While playing The Sims as a child, my daughter used to build all her characters into a swimming pool, then take away the steps so they'd never get out. She ended up with quite a large graveyard. So it's clearly just what kids do. Cheers, Maggie.
What Maggie hasn't added is that her daughter is currently serving at His Majesty's pleasure.
I love the evidence as well as my kid does it, so it must be what kids do as well. That is parenting in a nutshell.
It's quite funny, isn't it, taking the steps out?
That one is good.
That is funny. I feel like if there were no stairs in a pool, I could still get out. But I don't want to go on about my upper body strength.
Well, Maggie, get back in touch. Susie's basically saying she is up for road testing. That if we were YouTubers, that's what we'd do.
Yeah.
Next week, cut to me shouting in a field, last week, Susie Ruffle! Absolutely unbearable to listen to. But massively popular and quite good in terms of the income. Anyway, we also had a dedication last week for a 98-year-old thrill seeker in I Love You But. Denise wanted to give a shout out to her mum. It prompted some reaction in the inbox. Not the way I thought it would. Denise says, "Hello, John. I love the show. I always find it a bit funny," which is unpleasant. But then she says, "I always find it a bit funny when I hear my name used in relation to another person. As I heard you talk about a Denise in last week's I Love You But. I don't meet many Denises, but I do have one question. Has the Denise community offended you in any way in the past? You said the name in an especially terrifying way last Saturday. Cheers, Denise." Sorry, Denise. I think I said it all right, didn't I? Denise?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think it's all right. It sounds like you're talking about your sister's daughter.
Denise. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Denise has been in touch.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it properly?
Denise. I lost faith in what I was saying. Sorry, guys.
Well, you really stretched yourself there to offer the Denise's. Because you didn't just try and say it normally.
It's Denise!
You tried to counteract the way I say it. So I apologise for all Denise's.
Denise's!
It was there, wasn't it? It was the pause. Yeah. I heard it. Sorry, Denise. If you're upset with me about anything, please get in touch. john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Can I just text you?
It's John Richardson and Susie Ruffle here with Will, who had some very disparaging comments off air about his partner Laura that I'm not going to get into on air. Just think...
That's not true, Laura.
It's not true at all.
You can't trust John.
He was silent, but he did pass me a note, which has been handed on to local authorities. Seriously, everything's all right, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I liked that, yeah. Let's discuss what's coming up on today's show, because it's not just me trying to undermine the happy relationships of the people around me, although that is implied. I was going to say, it's not just that, it's me trying to undermine all your relationships. There was some exciting news this week, Susie, I'm sure you saw it, surrounding Cash for Kids Day in April.
Yes.
Which is that Ant and Deck.
Yeah, not just
one of
them.
You can't have just one.
No.
You can't have to. I wonder if any one of them has done. Anyway, let's not speculate. We've got Anne and we've got Deck. So that's what you want. They will be hosting a live music quiz. Wonder where they got the idea for that. Across a load of radio stations, including Absolute Radio. So to honour that, it's only right that we do our own quiz on today's show. But it has a twist. Of course it does. We're innovators. We're YouTubers.
Yeah, we are.
The swimming pool is already being built that Susie Ruffle can climb out of without stairs.
Yeah. Just you wait.
I love you, but back in the next 20 minutes. That's our one and only dedication every single week. It is a shout out, but it's got vitriol in it. This week comes from a husband who's getting irritated with his indecisive wife. I'm excited already.
The thrill. The way that you said that with all the joy that you lacked from the word Denise.
Yes.
So thrilled?
That was like me saying, and this week it comes from Father Christmas, who's got toys for everyone. Literal police back as well. Our ongoing effort to keep the English language clean and without mistakes. We've got two reports to deal with this week. One from somebody who's already in prison. I mean, I don't know what we do. It proves the system's not working.
No,
really.
That's the thing. Does the prison system work?
Well,
I guess that's a bigger question, and maybe not for this show.
Listen, john@absoluteradio.co.uk, if you want to discuss this week's revelations that courts will have to defer sentences up to 12 months except in exceptional circumstances, mark those clearly for Susie, because I don't care what you think about that. So one from someone who's already in literal prison, one from another comedian. We're going to ruffle feathers, of course we are, as Susie's
ruffly,
with
ruffly,
us.
Ruffly.
We will pick up where we left off last time and some feedback on last week's outspoken view as well. And we've got a complete list from a listener who's got a lot of things that ruffle his feathers. Finally, we'll bring you the news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news, as the real news is very bleak. So we'll bring you some of the lighthearted stuff you might have missed. You can join in anytime you like. john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Guess what happened this week in Sheffield, Susie? Guess what happened?
You were there?
I was there, yeah.
Yeah.
I was covered in something. Something was going all over me.
Oh, was it something to do with the comic relief thing?
It's sort of more than that, really. I'd say that the gods have taken a sort of bath of beans approach. It snowed.
What?
Snow out of the sky onto me. I mean, what's going on? What is going on?
Well, I think global warming.
Yeah, but it can't be getting warmer because it's colder.
Yeah, that's true. Do text in, do write in, let us know. We've got John here on the line. He wants to talk about the ozone layer. Go on, John, tell us what you think.
I went out this week and it was snowing. I think it should get warmer.
Thanks, John. Great to have you with us. Now a word from our sponsors. Are we allowed to broadcast that?
Since we don't have one, I guess we're open.
Yeah.
All the big ones, Do It All. Is that still a thing? I don't think there is a Do It All anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You remember Do It All.
I've never done any of it. Is that like restaurants that try and do too many things?
Yes.
You know, I hate those restaurants. You know when you go to a restaurant and they're like, oh.
I'm so excited for this. Can I call it a rant? Is it a rant?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
I think restaurants.
Yes.
Choose 10 dishes that you do really well.
Yes.
Choose 10 dishes. And I would say, like, obviously there's places that do lots of different styles, but if you are going to choose a continent, stick to it.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
oh,
don't,
it's wonderful.
I don't want to be turning up somewhere where there's steak and chips, but also, like, when they're doing something weird with the lasagna. Do you know what else I have a real issue with whilst we're on it?
Oh, I'm loving this. Just have the fade button ready, Will, just in case it's one of them.
Don't put photos of your food in menus. It will never look good. Same. Don't put photos of the food on the windows. Let us just trust that you know what they should look like.
I don't want. Though, sometimes, doesn't it?
No, it never works. Because if anything, it makes me go, ugh. That
I think, oddly, it works the worst the establishment. Like, a proper greasy spoon with just a picture of some egg and beans does make me go, whoa, yeah.
I just don't want... I don't want a spring roll with a lasagna.
I think what you're saying is any chef in a mid-placed restaurant probably is not good at Thai food, Indian food, steak and chips, and South American tapas.
Yeah, I think just choose a thing that you do.
Yeah, oh no, don't say that because I am 43 and I don't know what the thing I do is. I think it might
you
be
do.
This.
I know what you do. No, don't put yourself down.
What do I do?
You're sad for money.
Oh, okay. and you know when I'm doing it but I'm not getting paid, what's that? Because sometimes I'm just like sad
That's
in training.
That's when you're practising.
Yeah, okay, right. Sad. Right now I'm sad for money. Until Sarah Champion's here, and then I'm sad for free. This is the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio, and I'm shouting because I'm excited. All across the airwaves now, DJs are giving shout-outs to frankly, anyone who asks. I mean, if you're texting in one of the other guys and they're not reading your message, that's a real kick in the teeth. Because they've said, even amongst this tedious idea where we celebrate love, yours is not worth celebrating. We do not do that. We respect you as an audience. And if you want to get a mention on this show, you've got to do it in what we call I Love You But. This week, it comes from John.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's only dedication. And this week, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Linda. Linda, thank you for being the best wife ever. I love you very, very much. But the constant changing of your mind is exasperating. One day, you're saying we should move closer to the coast. Then the next, you're saying you couldn't imagine living anywhere else but Cambridge. And then the next day, I catch you looking at houses by the coast again. I don't know whether we're coming or going. So please, can we just settle on one place? Preferably Cambridge, maybe? Your loving husband, John.
It's one of the more specific ones we've had.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say so. I mean, it did make me wonder whether Linda is leaving John in Cambridge. Is she... Oh, I'm not looking at the coast. No, I'm not looking at the coast.
No, no.
I don't know what you're talking about. I want to stay here. We're staying in Cambridge.
I love Cambridge. Yeah. Absolutely no interest in staring out to the bleak and endless sea.
Yeah.
Well,
Linda,
really
is that
happy.
A boat that's just arrived outside of our house?
I think maybe the solution here is more days out at the seaside. Not a million miles from Cambridge,
nice.
Is it? You can get it. Yeah, I think you know that you're obviously happy in Cambridge, but maybe if Linda's telling you she wants to see the seaside more, maybe get in a motor, get on a train, head out to the... You've got a lovely coast there with big skies. Maybe book a big sky retreat over the weekend. Look at the stars together.
Oh.
Talk about how your love is like the endless stars. I'm trying to counteract the last hour of negativity
and
sort of paper over what is clearly a failing marriage.
No, don't say that about John and Linda.
No. John and Linda are fine. They're having a lovely time.
I think John and Linda are very happy. John, but I started saying that Linda was going to leave. I don't think she's leaving. I think John's right. Have a little trip to the seaside.
Do you know what the solution is?
Don't say divorce. You keep saying that.
Camper van. Leading to divorce. Let's buy a thing smaller than our house where we cannot escape each other. And that's the ultimate litmus test. If we can get on in that, and I think they will, they can get on anywhere.
And then if you're heading out that way, maybe pop into Holt, which has got the best budgeons I've ever seen. It's more like a farmer's market than a supermarket. Just saying, there's lots of fun you can have. Linda and John.
Are we going out? Is this radio or are we having a conversation? Because I don't know
We're just chatting about Linda and John. I'm just trying to paper over some problems.
But then you went to Budgeons on the way. I didn't even know where we got.
It's one of the, you know, like when people haven't been to T-Bay services and you talk about it and then you get a text from them 4 years later saying, oh my God, I've just been to T-Bay. You're so right. Anyone who's been to that Budgeons in Hull is right now screaming at the radio, this man does know something. Maybe let him have one more week. This is for you, Linda. And if you want next week's I Love You, but email John at absoluteradio.co.uk and we'll get there sometime next Saturday morning.
Linda and John, I'm very sorry about him.
Time for the news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news. Ruffling Feathers got a jingle on its first week. We've been doing this for a year and a half now. No jingle at all.
Do you want me to give you one?
Yes, please.
Okay, right. It's the news. Oh. It's the news. It's the news that wasn't in the news. It's the news. It's the news. It's the news that wasn't in the news. John.
But could, would or should have been in the news. It's fine. I'm not unhappy with it. I'm not unhappy with it. If I get Lindsay to just lay something over the top of that, just a little salt bay, just a little sprinkle over the top. Are you all right with that?
Well, yeah, I suppose I have to be.
Yeah. You don't have to be. No, you can be upset with it. I've made a career out of moaning about things that I've got no power over. I've got a news story. You know, we've been talking about common sense, haven't we, really, this morning? That's been the theme of today's show.
Yeah, definitely.
Common sense decisions. Don't move to the seaside. Get a camper van. Show me what your chips looks like before I order. And this news story says, those who circle back and synergize, in inverted commas, tend to be worse at their jobs. This is a whole news article about how, shock horror, the sort of people who use ridiculous language around the workplace aren't very good at their jobs. Will, what do you think? I know you wanted to brainstorm this news story before we covered it this week, actually. You got in touch and said, guys, just shooting the breeze on the news feature this week. Wondered if we should synergize a response.
Yeah, can we get in some blue sky thinking before we do the show?
Let's just blue sky think that with the big wigs down at Absmed, as you call it. researchers from Cornell University have developed what they call the Corporate Rubbish Receptivity Scale, a tool designed to measure how impressed people are by jargon that sounds that, but says very little. The findings in a recent study suggest that employees who rate this sort of language as insightful are more likely to struggle with analytical thinking and workplace decision-making. That's like quite a wordy sentence. But that is, if a news story was ever like a slap across the face of somebody, that will have been used this week. You know, the Partridge got that someone will have said this week, can I just tell you, Michael, actually, that a study has shown that people who use that sort of language struggle with analytical thinking and workplace decision making. And Michael has had to sit down and not speak for the rest of a meeting. That's, you're done there, aren't you?
Yeah, I think Michael's had to get a new job this week.
What are you doing in the office if not analytical thinking and workplace decision making?
Well, I think that's you're doing some blue sky thinking.
You're blue sky thinking, aren't you? Of course you are. Participants were shown a mix of genuine corporate statements and nonsensical lines generated by a corporate rubbish generator, a tool that mashes together buzzwords into sentences that sound like they came out of a strategy meeting. Examples included lines such as, actualise a renewed level of cradle-to-grave credentialing. Oof. I don't mind that. Pressure test a renewed level of adaptive coherence. Participants were then asked to rate how meaningful or insightful the statements appeared. People who scored higher on the corporate rubbish receptivity scale tended to perform worse on tests measuring analytical thinking, cognitive reflection, and fluid intelligence. Oof. Whoa, I tell you what, I showed some fluid intelligence at the bar this week. Tell you what, I knew exactly the point to switch to Guinness. And that's the sort of blue sky thinking that kept me going all weekend. There you go. I mean, we all knew it.
Also, people that are reaching out.
Yes.
Just reaching out, just popping this to the top of your emails.
Do you ping stuff?
I'm not pinging. I am apologetically asking.
I think I might pop. I don't think I ping, I think I pop.
You pop here, you pop there.
I pop it over.
Do you have a nip?
I nip round, yeah, and if I can't nip round, I'll bob it over by email, I think.
Right, okay.
I think that's what I am.
When I plan to bob it over by email, there is always an email saying, I'm just bobbing this over by email, and then there's another email saying, and now here's the attachment. Because I plan to bob, and then...
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
A lovely little tease forward to today's appraisal.
Oh!
Without knowing it at all.
See, the synergy between you and I is so good, and I'm pretty proud of that.
That is the news that wasn't in the news from me, stating that those who speak the most have the least to say. You're listening to me talking for 3 hours, as I do every week on Absolute Radio. Susie, what have you seen this week?
I'm what? Abba-dee-abba-die. What am I?
Now we're getting into the music quiz. I thought it was dabba-dee-dabba-die, but whatever you are, I think you're blue.
You're right! I'm blue! Yeah. A man was rushed to hospital after his skin turned blue. That's shocking,
doesn't sound
isn't it?
Like a happy news story. It sounds like one of the main news stories.
Is it Avatar? No. Is he Grandpa Smurf? No. He slept in some sheets. He slept in blue sheets and he took himself off to hospital where people were very worried about his oxygen levels. And this is Tommy Lynch who did this, who incredibly was willing to give a quote to this story, whereas I would, of course, move to Mexico and start a new life. he woke up and found that he was blue. Abba-dee-abba-die. Really blue. So he rushed to hospital and said, I don't know what's wrong with me. They put him on blood. They took his blood. In doing that, they used a wipe to wipe his arm, and the wipe came back blue. And it was at that point he realised... his new sheets were blue.
Well, listen, doesn't reflect well on him, does it? What I think's key to take into account here is that looking at the details of the story, he lives close enough to me that I can't be honest about my opinions because I don't want to bump into him. I mean, sure. I think I'd see him coming a mile off. However, I am a Smurf myself, and I think sometimes I might be at a Smurf convention, and I might think he's there as a Smurf, and then it turns out it's Tommy. He knocks me out for criticising him on the radio. So, do you want to call him a moron or?
No. Do you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say the reason that this happened, Tommy, is because you didn't wash your sheets.
Yes.
And I think let's all just wash our sheets.
Let's all wash our sheets. Now, like on a Saturday morning?
I think whenever.
I think that's the unspoken thing about this story as well. For that much to transfer, I'm going to speculate that Tommy is quite a sweaty sleeper.
But I'm very hot in bed at the moment, so maybe he's perimenopausal. You just don't know.
Further details. Do you think we should change our tack to this story and just reach out to Tommy and offer him the support that he may need?
No, I think that if I woke up and I was blue, the first thing I'd do would be wash my hands. And the fact that he didn't put... Do you know what he lacked? Critical thinking.
Yeah.
I think that he might have been talking about synergy earlier in the day.
Yeah, you've got to the nub of the matter then. You've got right to it. Round one of the new big quiz happening... after this.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It is categorically the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio. And anyone who says it isn't, right, you tell them to come and see me.
Okay.
Because I will agree with them and change the name of the show.
Okay.
It was announced this week that in April this year, and I know what you're thinking, that sounds ages away. Well, it's not. It's March now. It'll be April before we know it. Anton Deck will be taking over the airwaves on Absolute Radio and the rest of our family of stations for an attempted world record-breaking music quiz. You can imagine how delighted I was, having spent the last few months talking about breaking a world record to do with music on my show, that two of the biggest entertainers on the face of the planet have decided to do that on a bigger scale, and not for their own self-aggrandisement, but for a children's charity. It's Cash for Kids Day. It's Anton Deck. It doesn't get any bigger than that. It's a massive charity. It's the two biggest names in show business.
You're saying Anton Deck a bit like you were saying Denise a little while ago. Yeah, a little bit.
I think I got into a habit of saying it that way during a routine Anton I had Deck. About them on a recent tour, and I can only hope that they haven't heard it. and I congratulate both of them for their work supporting children in poverty, affected by illness, or with additional needs. That's Cash for Kids Day. It's the Ant and Dec quiz. As a little sort of amuse-bouche, a little starter for their quiz, mm-hmm. I thought it'd be fun for us to have a little quiz this week.
That's a great idea.
So we're not putting our knowledge of music to the test because... No. That would be copyright infringement on their quiz.
Yeah.
And I think the first bit of fundraising in the pot would be the fine I would be forced to pay.
Yeah.
So Will has devised a quiz for us where I will answer questions later on my specialist subject, Susie Ruffle. Mm-hmm. And now you will answer five questions on John Richardson, comedian, thinker, actor, improviser, broadcaster. Probably should have come earlier, that list.
Yeah,
anyway, question one, Susie. In which northern city was I born and did I grow up in?
Lancaster.
Yeah, that's really good. That's a good answer, that, because most people say Leeds. Because, of course, question two, I am a Leeds United fan. Mm-hmm. But who is my favourite ever manager of Leeds United?
Mr. Ellen Road.
Ellen Road, yeah, she was great. Yeah, she was our first female manager, of course.
You
know, and people think Leeds is not a progressive club, but the fact that our stadium is named after Ellen Road.
Yeah.
I played a very, very naughty teacher on the latest season of Waterloo Road on the BBC. Mm-hmm. What was his name? That's a hard question, Will.
Yeah, that's Mr. Bad.
Mr. Baddie, yeah.
Yeah, is that good?
I'm excited for you to hear my character's name if you've never heard it before.
No, I haven't.
Played Darius Donovan. What's that giving you? What's that giving you?
Not your face.
No, absolutely not.
Darius.
Absolutely not. Yeah, Darius Donovan, the former Marine. I mean, I couldn't have been more acting.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, people, you know. Great acting.
They did not believe I was an ex-Marine, according to most of my feedback on social media.
Sure.
That was the point I disengaged.
Because that's because they haven't seen the ripped bod. What people don't know is that John does this show topless.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I can currently see the rippling muscles all over that bod.
Not just ripped, torn to shreds.
Yeah,
absolutely. Destroyed. Looks like a hamster's been at it. What?
You like spinach. And the good stuff.
The worst thing is, I have to wait for it to finish.
What is that?
I put on our show WhatsApp group a video of me feeding my hamster because we'd recently come into the hamster. The hamster was a new family member. I talked about her a lot, Leaf. The guys were asking questions. I filmed a little video of her while she was eating her favourite food, which is spinach. I didn't realise there was audio on the video because at the time I was just in love with Leaf. I didn't realise I was just muttering away to myself about her enjoying her food. And that audio has been put on the show wall by Will and is used against me at any opportunity.
It sounds like you're asleep. It sounds like sleep talking.
It does. It sounds exactly like that. Yeah. Anyway, if I say any more, you'll press it again. What, speaking of vegetables, that's a great
link. Nice, lovely segue.
What vegetable did I not know was in a box on 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown with Sean Locke?
A carrot.
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
It's bang on. Carrot in a box. I think depressingly it might be the thing I'm best known for.
Wow.
Yeah. Finally, you're on 2 out of 4 so far.
Okay.
And I'll give you an exciting tip. I don't know the answer to this one. What was the name of my most recent tour show?
Was it Nitwit?
I think it's Nitwit. Is it Nitwit, Will? It is Nitwit. Well done. 3 out of 5. You happy with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's better than I thought it would. I mean, I thought Ellen Road was a bit of a...
It was an excellent guess. At least it showed knowledge of the club.
Yeah.
And you are right to show up that we've never had a female manager. So, you know.
You're welcome, world.
I thought it was a valid point.
You're welcome. And now we're going to flip the script. We're going to turn the tables. We're going to do some synergetic thinking. And
you did get lucky, actually, with a guest, didn't you? One of your questions was, what was in a box? What vegetable was in a box? And
yeah.
It's not going to be a pea in a box, is it?
How do you know?
You wouldn't put a pea in a box on telly.
Why are you starting?
Because I'm nervous now that having gobbed off, I'm not going to do as well as you.
Yeah, yeah. People need to know that whilst we were listening to music, he was giving it all that. be.
I do have an advantage, though, because I've read your book.
You have indeed. That's very kind of you. You gave me a quote. Right, here we go.
Right.
Here's... Mm. Diddle-doodle-doo-doo.
You're going to go with Chris Tarrant or Clarkson? Who are you going to be as Quizmaster?
I'm going to be Chris Tarrant, which I don't think I can do. I'm not doing an impression of him. I'm just trying to give his energy.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
Thanks. Right, okay. I host a weekly podcast about football with Maisie Adam.
Yes.
What is it called?
It is called Big Kick Energy.
Correct.
Follow you.
Okay,
on the gram,
now
mate.
For 50 grand. I am currently on tour. What's my show called?
Now, you told me this the other week when you were here and we discussed what it's about.
I don't want to rush you. You do still have Ask the Audience, but sadly...
physical comedy in it. And you said it was about... You said it was... it's called The Juggle.
Oh, well done. Up to 100 grand.
Because it's about you juggling lots of things.
You're absolutely right. Okay, which comedian did I perform across the UK with our double billed show, Hit the Road?
Now... I don't know this. I know you've toured with Josh, but I don't know if that was a double header.
Yes, we've toured together. We've literally toured together.
I don't know if that was that show or not, but I know you started around the same time, and I know for some reason you choose to socialise outside of work together. I believe you call it friendship. Josh Widdicombe.
It's not Josh. It's not Josh. I opened for Josh, but I did a double header tour with Tom Allen.
Oh, wonderful. Whatever happened to him? What a shame it was. I really thought that kid had, you know, scope to go further.
Currently in the West End, you know.
I know. I watched a very funny clip this week.
Very funny.
With a seagull on his head.
Yes. Right.
Funny.
What is my
home... Stop being funny.
Done?
Yeah.
Carry on with the radio? Or do you want to...
Yeah.
Bitterly.
What is my home...
Town.
Address?
Right, what's my hometown?
It is Portsmouth.
Correct.
Yeah,
okay, and you said you've read my book. So the final question, what was the name of my Sunday Times best-selling memoir that was released last year?
Oh, no.
And you interviewed me about it in Manchester.
I interviewed you and read it and held copies.
Yeah.
It's called, what am I on, three?
Yeah.
Has it got the word out in it?
No. No, I'm just gay. Thanks, John.
Oh, am I having fun now?
Yes, it is. Well done.
Get in there. Assuming that means I sort of win promotion.
Yeah, I mean, you do win, but do you know what I win?
Yeah.
I think we are friends and you're just not... Because you know all those things about me.
I do know all those things about
you. And I keep extending the hand of friendship and you keep batting it away with a stick, saying, get your hand away from me. But what more can we win than friendship?
Is that not what it's all about?
Money. But other than that...
Money for Cash for Kids is what Amdex Quiz is about, you know. But, you know, I think you do also get to be friends with them. And I think I'm not speaking out of turn when I say whoever wins that quiz does get to hang out with them for a bit as well afterwards. But certainly raise lots of money for Cash for Kids in April on Absolute Radio.
The literal police catching famous people who use the word literally when they literally meant something else. They're like a really pathetic version of the FBI.
Yes, we are. It's the literal police, where if you commit a literal offence, we will figuratively come for you. Two reports to get to this week, so let's crack straight on. The first comes from one of our regular contributors, a seasoned officer, decorated, badges all over her. It's Amanda.
Hi, John. Sadly, I have another literal offence to report from Davina McCall. As the officer that's headed up the investigation into historical misuses of the word literally, I can reveal she has escaped literal prison and is now committing literal offences again. On Comic Relief on Friday night, she was talking about the cast of the play That Goes Wrong and says they are smashing. Literally. I'll leave it to you to review. Many thanks, Officer Amanda.
Now, I have to say, I loved the tone of the voice message for a start. Mm. Let me just... That's the closest we've ever come to sounding like the actual police, I thought.
Yeah, that
sounded like a news report.
I think Amanda's other job is the police, but she sees the literal police as her main job.
She has escaped literal prison and is now performing offences live on television. When she described the crime, and I think from the, from your expression there, I think you feel the same as me, that there might be a defence here, given the content of the play.
I think, yeah, I think there is a defence. I'm happy to speak for the defence.
Well, let's we can hear the offence and then we'll decide.
Thanks so much to the amazing cast of The Play That Goes Wrong. Smashing.
Yes.
Literally.
Well, I think part of the... I mean, it's it does what it says on the tin. The show's about a play going wrong. And I think lots of things do get smashed. That's going to be my guess.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
I think that there'll probably be... I'm guessing there's quite a lot of sugar glass.
Oh, yeah, a lot of sugar glass, a lot of things getting smashed over heads and knocked over and things like that. And a lot of priceless vases teetering on tall shelves. I liked the little silence after the when she said literally. It felt like the whole studio went, well, let's just check that one. Which, you know, I think we're getting out there. Our tendrils are reaching. Well, I would say, as for the prosecution, she says the cast there of The Play That Goes Wrong, literally smashing. And the cast members themselves are not smashing.
But what about, I could say John's smashing the vase.
John is smashing the vase, therefore, is John literally smashing?
John's smashing
yeah,
it
okay.
up.
Okay. It's got to be a really serious warning, Davina. I don't want to have to speak to you again. So it's a stern warning. We also received an anonymous tip-off to the Literal Police tip-off line about fellow comedian and friend of Susie Ruffles. Yeah. Oh, now I know who it is. It sounds even worse when I say that. Here is Josh Widdicombe on Parenting Hell with a potential literal offence.
We used to take her every year to the show where everyone can submit. What's that called?
The Royal Academy Summer Exhibition.
The Royal Academy Summer Exhibition.
Yeah.
And there's so many. There's like literally 1,000 things.
Yeah,
isn't
they do this thing called a hang and like.
I mean, I am not qualified to speak on the Royal Academy Summer Exhibition.
Yeah, neither am I, and I'm quite surprised that Josh is.
I know he's out of that. That can't be his podcast. He's really showing.
No,
off
he's not.
That's
not Parenting Hell. That must be on something else. Is it on Parenting Hell?
It's with Lauren Laverne, though, so I think they're showing off.
Oh, he's trying to get discs. He's trying to get on discs.
Who doesn't want to show off in front of Lauren Laverne?
All right, mate. Come on, mate. Talk about soggy nappies. That's what this podcast is for.
Yeah, that's what
Stay
it's for.
Stay in your lane.
Literally thousands of
pieces of art.
He said
literally about 1,000, didn't he?
But I think that they might get 1,000 submissions.
I think they might get 1,000.
No?
Will's shaking his head. We'll go now to our Royal Academy Summer Exhibition correspondent. Will, how many pieces did you see being submitted when you were there?
All I'm saying is I think he says literally 1,000, which is specific. That's 1,000, literally 1,000.
Exactly 1,000. But could you speak to the fact that there weren't exactly 1,000 pieces?
I would highly doubt there are exactly 1,000 pieces there.
We cannot commit people to prison based on the
you
fact of
your... You can't put me in jail if you don't know.
Here he is on the line now, actually. Josh, thanks for joining us.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I'm meant to be taking my children out and now I'm on the phone to you. I can't believe this. I'm so annoyed.
I appreciate you. Well, I mean, you might not see your children for years if you're going literal prison, so it is worth you just putting in the defence of why you said there were 1,000 items at the summer
because
exhibition.
Because that's what I thought.
You thought or you saw?
Well, I saw some and I thought the rest.
Okay. Well, look, I'll let you get back to your parenting because you've got a podcast to fill, so you do need to do some parenting. Otherwise,
thank you,
it's just called Hell, which is infringing on my work. Thanks for calling in.
Bye,
Josh. I don't think I can put him in prison because I don't know for certain that there weren't 1,000. I'm willing to look into it further. He's got a suspended sentence, I would say, at this point, which is, you know, been all over the news this week. And keep
a
those opinions coming
sentence?
In. John, absolute red. The only thing I want to see suspended is babies in those little things that you attach to the door frame. What's that all about? Keep your opinions on suspended sentences coming in, John.
Yeah, please do.
Cody Will is really looking forward to getting through all those sometime later in the week. Welcome back to the John Richardson Show with Susie Ruffle on Absolute Radio. And after the roaring success... Did you say it was a roaring success? Did you hear the roar where you were?
Yeah, heard it everywhere.
I did discuss it with my daughter, and she agreed with you. Susie's last ruffle feathers opinion was that, I think I'm quoting you correctly, I say ale is disgusting.
Yep.
And shandy is a better drink than lager.
Yes, that's correct. I also then sent you a picture. I was in a pub later on in the day. Yeah. Legend! And there was an ale called Toad Liquor.
Yeah.
Which I then sent you a photo of.
Yes.
But you'd like this, wouldn't you? Disgusting.
And I did say I would like
it. Yeah, you said, go on then, give me a half. And I said, you've already gone back.
Did see some friends this week, and one of them, the pub we were going to, said, oh, my friend said, if we go to this pub, you must have this beer. Mm. I ordered it. It was pretty rank.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, I'm not speaking for all ale, but it wasn't very good. And I even sent a picture to another mate. I said, oh, we're just having a pint. And they said, what's that beer? It looks disgusting.
Was it really dark?
It was dark. It was flat.
Oh, no.
It looked like it was malty, but it was very slightly fruity in a way that suggested it was slightly off.
That's how people describe you sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Malty, fruity, slightly off.
Fruitier than I was expecting, but in a way that suggested it's not all right. So have you got another opinion that will ruffle feathers this week?
Yeah.
Do you want the theme tune beforehand, or
I can do it live if you like?
Well, I was going to play Lindsay's version, but if you're calling yours, the official theme tune.
No, it's okay. I only come in a couple of times a month, once or twice. Sorry about it. I don't want to come here. I don't want to. You know, stamp things on too hard. You know,
I was in the area anyway.
Harem of women that come in and sit next to you for a Saturday to give you some comfort.
Now here we go. That's going to occur to me all week. That's going to come back to me, that one. That's what it is. You know, he basically gets Absolute to pay women to sit in a room with him for 3 hours. That's basically what it is. You've ruffled my feathers. Let's ruffle some more feathers. Go on, say something upsetting.
I think bicycles should be mandatory and people should stop using their cars all the time. And instead, you only need cars for long journeys, if you're going on holiday, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to the shops to get your your shopping, you know, take a rucksack, take your bike. Or you could go on your roller skates.
Wow, what an image that is.
What, you on roller skates?
Are you happy to walk past me roller skating up to Co-op? First time ever, really, in my broadcasting history, I can let the listener know that both Will and Susie simultaneously pulled a vomiting face there when I said that.
I just think more pedestrian zones, less cars, more bikes.
Quick, well, we'll get feedback, John, at Absolute Radio.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, don't you worry.
Well, have you got like a little buggy on the back, or are you cycling home with a big shop in a massive rock pack, swerving all over the road?
Well, I don't need to worry too much about swerving all over the road, because everybody else is doing their big shop, so we're swerving together.
Yes, good.
And then I think you can have a little trailer.
Yeah.
If you're doing the big shop, maybe you and your neighbours could all share a trailer and use it different days of the week.
You're winning me round. Can I put a flag on the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite
you
like
put
it.
St George's flags everywhere at the moment.
Okay, feedback on Susie's opinion, not what she's just said, which I dispute fully. Those are red kisses. Just zoom out and share the love, people. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, last week, we did ask anyone else if they had things that wound them up. Mm. Martin in Harpenden got in touch with something so specific and bike-related that I think might have influenced your thinking a little bit. One of his great pet peeves is people who cycle using the arch of their foot on the pedal.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so specific. I just thought it was joyful. And I invited Martin to share other things that wind him up in the hope of finding other nuggets of joy. So here's what ruffles Martin in Harpenden's feathers. Number one, we discussed this one also the other week. People who support a football club with no connection to it, either family or geography.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I sort of agree. I think you need that because football can be so painful that you need to have something that keeps you there when you could otherwise walk away.
Mm.
And I think those connections are often what keeps you at a club longer than you should be. But also, I don't like the thought of people... I don't know. I'm taking that back immediately. I was going to say I don't like the thought of people feeling like they're not welcome at football, because I think there's a lot of people who feel like football is not a welcome and inclusive place. And actually, if they went to a game, would love it. However, I did see a video of an American visitor to our shores this week who had a YouTube channel Chandler where he visited a football match, and so that he could see two in a day, he missed the second half of one game and the first half of the next. And he also had time to buy a shirt in the club shop of each, so he looked like he knew what he was talking about, and took a seat away from a fan who would have enjoyed the game a lot more. So actually, not everyone is welcome at football. Martin's second thing is people who wear sports gear out of the house with no intention of exercising out of the house. We're tending a little bit towards a Channel 5 call and email me. Who are these people wearing? I've worn a tracksuit this week.
I'm wearing tracky bottoms at the moment.
Yeah.
But they're wide leg, so I feel like they're sort of fashion.
I think maybe to get Martin on board, like, what constitutes exercise?
I did some walking.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah,
great.
Happy with that. Happy with that. The attention span of young people who spend older... I feel like Martin's getting older and older with these.
Yeah.
He's gone by decade, and I say we're now into the 60s. The attention span of young people who spend all day on TikTok.
I don't know if you've read down to the bottom, but he's about to get young again, don't you worry.
The removal of vowels from words when typing, it does not save time and is harder to understand. Stupt. I assume you mean stop it. Is that a thing? Removing vowels?
No, maybe for Martin's.
I think he just knows some people who are winding him up.
I feel like these might be about specific people. Like, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Sports club.
Pointed,
I feel like
they?
Is that his brother? Sports gear outside of the house. Is that your wife? Attention span. That's his kids.
Yeah.
Removal of vowels. His second cousin's sister's husband. And then there's
there is a WhatsApp group somewhere called Pushing Martin Over the Edge, where they've each phased out a vowel each week over the weeks. Finally, people who call the rapper H, that's not his name. Oh, that's not his name.
No, that's
nobody's doing that, are they?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anyone call, and I am. This is not my realm at all.
Oh, come on. You love Grime?
I don't love grime. I don't love baked on grime. But before we delve into an advert pitch for me...
it's amazing you've not done an advert for cleaning products.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. I like things nice and clean.
Yeah. They just cannot match my fee demand. if you want to ruffle some feathers, it's John at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Ruffle it.
Right then, we are at the end of another show, which means it's time to let all of you know. Those of you who just heard the last 15 minutes and thought, blimey, I could do another 2.5 hours of that. Like, you know, having an amazing pudding at a restaurant and just wondering what the starters were like. Well, the good news is you can hear the whole show again on the Rayo app. Or should you choose, if real music doesn't matter to you, what's wrong with you? You can hear the highlights of today's show as a podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. It always has a name, the podcast.
Did you come up with that?
The
naming podcasts?
Yeah,
yeah,
I feel
no
like everyone's doing it.
Doing it
now.
Yeah.
What shall we call this week's podcast that is a nice little witty summation of things we've talked about?
I thought about thinking with synergy outside the pod.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. I went quite poetic this week.
Ooh.
Because we've talked about things that are blue.
Sure.
Your new story about the blue man who went to hospital. I nearly went because you frequently alluded to me as a sad depressive on this show. I wondered whether it should just be the blue man group.
I didn't allude to it.
No, you directly stated to my face. I thought, because we also ruffled feathers. Mm. What's got blue feathers? A peacock. So I was going to call it the peacock special. And that'll have people thinking, ooh, and then they get to the end of it and go, they didn't even talk about peacocks. And then they're in this bit and go, oh, it's a bad bit of wordplay. But judging from the faces you two are both pulling now, which have been second only to when you both vomited when I spoke earlier, I'm going to say we'll go with your one, which is?
Thinking with synergy outside the pod.
Thinking with Synergy Outside the Pod, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. We like to end our show by looking each other in the eye and saying things about how we feel we've all performed this morning, in the hope that we grow as a team and that in our honesty we can perform better. Will, would you like to... You said to me earlier, I've got a little note for you for today's appraisal, so...
Yeah, nothing major, just the early part of the show. You sort of terrorised my relationship.
Yeah, I did say some horrible things about
you. Yeah,
Laura,
it's Laura's birthday today, so.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So thanks for that. Just a note, so you've not scored great today as a result of that.
No.
So you've ruined her birthday. Just so
apologize
you're aware.
To Laura, not for what I said, but for having chosen as a life partner a man who would rather work than be with her on her own birthday. So what a devastating moment that is for her to realize the choices she has made in her life. And actually, Laura, get in touch. I'll send you the note he passed me earlier, because I think it probably isn't true, actually. And I think you look like someone who washes as regularly as any of us do. So happy birthday, Laura, of course. Are you doing anything nice this evening?
Well, we were going to, but after hearing this, I'm not sure.
Anything to say about Susie?
Excellent, as always. Okay. Just superb.
Nauseating. It's weird, isn't it? I just think it's weird when people are nice to each other, but perhaps that's a problem with me. Susie.
So I thought, Will, I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
You laughed a lot at a lot of what I said, and that made me feel so good. It made me feel so good. And do you know what, John?
Yeah.
I think you were great. Oh, I think you were brilliant.
Thanks,
you were lovely. You were kind. You got so many questions right. You, other than not accepting the hand of friendship, you're a great guy. And you even agree now that ale is rubbish. You went out, you tried it, and it was disgusting. You said it was disgusting. You were sad about it. It was malty, it was fruity. It was off. And but you know what? You're just fruity.
In my defence, I haven't tried all the ales, and that is work
and
I am willing to put
gross.
In.
And they're all gross.
Well, I will check to the very last drop of the very last one. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, you enjoyed your toad liquor.
Yeah, you did refer to me as a toad licker before the show today. Before you came in, you on our WhatsApp group, you referred to me as a toad licker. And I have to say, that was a gear change. The big bonus today, and what always makes you Star Performer of the Week, you were early for this morning's show. We have an agreed time to get here. You were early. I just think that's exceptional. 3 out of 5 on the John Richardson quiz, not bad. You know, something to work on, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe go back and, you know, have a look at my Wikipedia page. Ask me questions. You know, I am approachable.
But I spend so much of the time that we spend together saying, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
I don't have time to ask you what your character's name is in Waterloo Road.
No. And it meant I got the moment of revealing the name Darius Donovan to you on air, which was an absolute joy, I have to say. Will, what can I say other than for the second week out of three, you emailed me in advance of the show with the document containing what we're going to talk about on today's show and failed to attach it. And that really is now becoming frankly unbearable. I know you send it like 30 seconds after with an email that says, oh, helps if I actually send it, and then like a laughing emoji. But I just, what I'd like other than, and sure, what I teach my daughter and what I'd say to everyone is an instant apology and showing how you deal with mistakes you've made is a really valuable lesson. It'd just be 1 week if you could just do your job properly. It would be an improvement, I think, rather than apologising for the mistakes you repeatedly make that, you know, hold us all back. Other than that, I think you've been smashing. thank you for your company. thank you for putting together the quiz. Thank you for putting together all the voice notes and everything on this mysterious document that arrives at some point. I'm very grateful to you for all your work, and I'm especially grateful that you've chosen to spend today with me and Susie rather than the partner you claim to love so much. So good luck when you get home. Susie, good luck to you getting home in trainers that your wife approves of. And I'm pleased that you've made that concession to keeping that relationship going. And I support that fully. Thank you for all your texts and emails. If you want to join in during the week, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Anything? Have you got any gigs coming up? You're on tour this week?
I'm on tour. People can come and see me. I'm in Southampton tonight. I think that one's sold out, but I've got one in Oxford a few days later or a week later. I mean, I'm all over the place. SusieRuffin.com.
Google it. It's called The Juggle.
And John, can I just say to you, just good luck in general.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Well, there we go. That was this week's podcast. If you enjoyed it, then the email address is john@absoluteradio.co.uk. That's also the email address if you didn't enjoy it, but just put at the top like FAO Will or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I don't want to read that. There'll be no show next week due to the Easter holidays. We'll all be taking a little vacation to hunt eggs and think about the crucifixion. And we will join you again in a couple of weeks. Is that not what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yes, Will?
Sorry, there will be a best of the John Richardson show. Going
will
out
there?
Across, yeah, across.
God, okay. Have you got 3 hours of that?
It's been a struggle. It's really been a struggle. Yes.
A 7-minute special, the best of John Richardson, featuring all of Susie's funniest moments from the last few episodes. All right, well, that's on air 8 a.m. on Saturday, is it?
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. Oh, okay. Does that mean I'm done? Well, just to check in, I'm not getting fired, am I?
No, am I back in a couple of weeks? Yeah, you're back in a couple of weeks. It's just to fill over the Easter holiday. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. It's great content over Easter.
It's great content. Yeah, we're not just milking the back catalogue while you find someone else.
No,
absolutely.
Definitely not.
Because I just think Susie and Santoro does have a ring to it.
No, definitely not that. Okay, fine.
Absolutely. Well, stay tuned for that then. Well, don't stay tuned. No, actually, move on with your life. Speak to your kids. Kiss your loved ones. Have a wash. Don't just listen to Dead Air until I'm back on Saturday. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It always is. I love it here.
Thank you, Will.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye!